Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So let me paint a picture. It's the summer of 1807, and Napoleon, the Emperor of France, loves hunting, but according to rumor, he's a terrible shot.
I have some ideas how a rich person could remedy this, and I really hope Napoleon has chosen one. Tell me more.
Well, okay, so in order to celebrate the signing, there were treaties marking the end of the War of the Fourth Coalition. And I know you're thinking, what the heck is that? So did I. So I'm going to tell you that really quick. So that was the war between Imperial Russia and the French Empire. Mm-hmm. Step away from the treaty. It's done. They want to celebrate. Well, mm-hmm. Napoleon told his chief of staff, Marshal Alexandre Berthier, that he wanted to have a hunt. That was the big thing. You want to invite all his buddies over. They're going to shoot stuff. And Berthier was kind of worried because, you know, Napoleon can't shoot and he doesn't want the Emperor of France to get mad or upset on his big day. So he was like, hey, I'll get rabbits.
Okay.
So he went and he got a whole bunch of rabbits. Some estimates say up to 3,000 rabbits.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And they were all to be, you know, in cages at the edge of an open field. And then, you know, everybody get ready. And then they'd open all the cages and the rabbits would run out into the fields and then they could do their hunting. So the day arrives, they release the rabbits from the cages and then nothing went according to plan.
It never does.
Doors were opened and the rabbits did not sprint for cover. Instead, they left the cages and hopped towards the waiting hunters.
Oh, no!
So imagine the Emperor of France, Napoleon, and an army of rabbits racing across this grassy field towards all the men. Some of the rabbits were reported to have been climbing up Napoleon's legs. People were knocking them away.
Oh, no. It's harder to shoot a cute little fuzzy thing that's running at you, too, I would think. Both because it's a smaller target and it's cute.
Well, I know. And then everyone's just confused because it's like they're being attacked. In fact, one person who was there said that the rabbit army split into two factions and came at the emperor from two different directions, like they were flanking him.
Oh, no.
So here's what happened. Berthier, the fellow who was put in charge of coordinating this hunt, was in a real hurry because, you know, it was all kind of being thrown together. So instead of catching wild hares for the hunt, he went and purchased domesticated rabbits.
Oh, no.
So the domesticated rabbits, they've been raised by people. They've been fed by people. They were not fed for a bit before the hunt was going to happen, you know?
Oh, so the cage is open and they're like, oh, thank goodness you've come.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh my gosh.
So supposedly Napoleon in a fit of angst hopped in his carriage trying to get away. Rabbits were jumping into the carriage and then off he went. The hunt was ruined. So that is all about Napoleon and the rabbit war.
Wow, that is a really great story that I cannot believe I've never heard before.
I know. Now, how apocryphal is this? We do know, okay, that there were rabbits and that they were domesticated. Maybe there were only 100, but still, having all these rabbits running at you across the field, it just didn't go according to plan. So you can conquer Russia.
Yeah, but you cannot conquer rabbits.
Right?
Yeah. No rabbits lost their lives today. Some of them ate some clothing and some people have some rabbit bites, though. That's amazing and delightful. Well, if you'd like to hear some more delightful stories like this, I don't know. We haven't had a funny one like that in quite a while. That's terrific. You can ask your smart speaker. You can go to brainjunkpodcast.com. Visit us on social media. On Twitter as @mybrainjunk and Facebook and Instagram, we're Brainjunk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.